Nobody listening to me is doing better than I'm doing right now. I don't care what's happening around you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, in the studio, I have none other than Tracy Hutchins, CBS 46 morning news anchor. She just moved to the morning news.
Back to the morning. I started on mornings when I first got here, Rashad.
How many years did you do mornings?
I did mornings for 6 years.
6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're back in the morning, and you're loving it. This is where you like to be.
This is contrary to what some may believe. This is actually what I've been asking for and what I wanted for a long time. Because life, you know, as we get older, life changes. And your lifestyle changes, too. And this suits my lifestyle much better than the evenings, I would say. So we're hoping in my household that this continues.
So, Tracy, let me ask you this, because it's the elephant in the room right now.
Uh-oh. He's kind of big. Is he pink?
No.
Or the white elephant?
What?
Never mind. It's like, have you never heard of
Where
like a white elephant?
Where are you going with this?
The white elephant party? Never mind.
No, I mean, you. Uh-huh. Well, first of all, you're more cultured than DJ Darnell and I.
Well, no, yeah, I doubt that.
We don't know that highfalutin stuff.
No. I'm going to invite you to a white elephant party.
A white elephant party?
Yeah.
There's such a thing.
Yes, absolutely.
I need to Google that. Darnell, can you get on top of that? Let's Google that.
Right. There is such a thing.
White elephant party. Uh-huh. Okay, so this is just the regular elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You look very, very good. You look very young. Are you a vegan? Do you work out every day? What do you do?
Honestly, I don't like to work out. I'm not a vegan. I love meat. Any kind of, I will eat meat. I work in my yard a lot, and that is my physical exercise, honestly. Because I thought the other day, you know what, I should probably hire somebody to mow my lawn, but I don't. I do it myself. And I should hire somebody to trim the bushes, but I don't. I do it myself.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, yeah.
You mow your own lawn.
I mow my own
lawn. Every now and then, somebody driving down the street
and they will see me.
Find Tracy Hutchins. Has anybody ever jumped out of their car and said, "Listen, sister, I will take care of this for you. Can I mow your lawn?"
I've had many people offer, and some have done it. Yes, but
you know what? She was like, "Yeah, that's common." Yeah, some have actually just jumped out of their car and finished mowing my lawn.
Didn't quite happen like that, but I enjoy doing it because I like being outside and. That's why I love Atlanta. I grew up in Las Vegas. I don't know if we ever talked about this because I was born and raised in Las Vegas. And there's nothing but caliche rocks out there.
Yeah.
You don't grow anything but more rocks and dirt. So being here in the South, I wasn't sure how I would like it because I've never spent a lot of time in the South other than when we would go visit my grandparents in Mississippi and Arkansas. But living here in the South in Atlanta – I've loved it because I've been able to go out into my yard and grow things and just kind of watch the process happen and live under trees and experience the seasons. And those are all things that I did not have when I was growing up. So that's the thing I love.
You have a great fondness for, you know, planting and growing.
Mm-hmm,
we talked about this offline a while ago, right?
Yeah.
It comes from the fact that you did not have it. At one time?
I think so. And my mother cultured that in me, too. And when she was out working in the yard, I was like, why do I want to be out in that heat? I'm not going to do that. And now my daughter's the same way. She's like, yeah, I'm not going outside. So she'll peek at me through the window. But I that's just something that I've grown to love. Because you know what it is? Nobody wants anything from me out there. Nobody needs anything. No one's talking to me. No one's pulling at me. It's just me and kind of the plant and whatever I'm doing. And it's instant gratification. So whether I'm trimming the bushes or mowing the lawn or planting something new, from start to finish, I can see the difference there.
How was this industry, in your opinion? If you had to sum up the industry of news media, what would you say? Because you've done it all, CNN, local, everywhere.
That it's changing. And, you know, I just wonder how long it will last in terms of television news. I had a young woman come in actually today, a few hours ago, to the station, and she's going to Kent State. And she's like, you know, well, I'm just kind of nervous about what do I do when I graduate because I only have another year left. And I'm like, you know, just do what you want to do. Make sure you're not getting into this business, TV business, because you think it should be the best thing for you. You can't do this and kind of do it halfway. You have to have everything that you are into this. So she wants to explore, you know, some other opportunities and do things that, you know, really kind of chart her own course, something that's not out there right now. So I really expressed to her, you need to go for that and not necessarily TV news because you think that's the only way I can kind of get to where I want to go. I think it's changing, and I think, you know, it's mostly digital now. Unfortunately, now, especially with my schedule, I don't even watch a lot of TV news. I know the things because I kind of get in there and read and go through the internet and go through our stories and read our emails and know what we're covering during the day. But to be honest, when I get home, that's the last thing I want to hear. And I know other people are like that, too. And we do get a lot of our information on social media. That's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. And the last thing I do at night is kind of scroll through Twitter. What did I not see today? What do I need to know for the morning when I go in? So it's changing. And I just wonder how long we will need this medium of TV news. Certainly I watch TV. Hey, Netflix is one of my best friends, right. You know, during some of the best parts of the day. But it's just changing so much and so quickly, I think.
People are becoming much more selective in how they absorb the news.
And it's not on, they want it on their schedule.
Right.
We live in this McDonald's, you know, instant society. So I may not necessarily have time to sit down at 4, 5, 6 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock and watch the news. I want it when I want it on my schedule. And that's kind of what social media gives you.
It's really interesting. The transition with news and how people consume information also affects politics. When I was the director for the Democratic Party, we realized when the shift happened, where people stopped really watching debates and you really didn't care about the debate, you cared about the zingers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the zinger will go in the echo chamber of media. And so now the zinger is what's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. The zinger is what's promoted on the websites with articles and headlines. Not the debate, not enough people watched the debate, but people will absorb or consume the echo of what we put out.
And the zinger, we have a president right now who
He's
loves
the
zinger, doesn't he? And it's unfortunately, you know, a method of distraction because you're so focused on that thing. There's so many other things going on around you. You can't see them because
yes.
You're so focused on that zinger or whatever that hook or that peg, that tagline, you know, that someone said, that soundbite. That's what we're all looking for in TV news. What's the best soundbite?
Yep.
You better believe that's going to be the headline.
Well said. I guest lecture at Clark Atlanta University in the mass comm department. And I encourage the students always figure out more than one way or one medium to tell a story. Because when we're on television, we have to condense what's shared. Print media, you have to condense it somewhat, but you get to tell a longer story many times. And then radio, you can talk about it a little more and actually get some commentary back and forth. And so it depends on how much detail you want to give a story.
Yeah, we have to scratch the surface in TV news. I mean, you know, you've been on with this many times. So our stories are 20 seconds long, you know, 30 seconds. The stories that I would do at night when I'd go out and report, you know, it could be a house fire or, you know, apartment fire, whatever it is. I got a minute and 30 seconds at the most to tell that story, to encapsulate that as best I can. And we do a lot of that through visuals.
We got more on the other side. Tracy Hutchins, CBS 46 News Anchor, morning news anchor. She's back doing mornings, exactly what she wanted to be. 404-892-2703. If you got a question for Tracy, Realest Man on Radio.
Hello, this is the newsman, Maynard Eaton with Newsmakers Live. And when I want to get real, I listen to Real Talk with Rashad Ritchie, the realest man on radio. On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. That's my man.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Wait, man, get your phone.
Call us now at 404-892-2703. Rashad Ritchie is on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Since you've were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man's? You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect.
What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. That gets you in here. I got Tracy Hutchins, CBS 46 News anchor, morning news anchor. Just talking.
Yes.
Life in Atlanta. How long you been in Atlanta?
I've been here this is my second time in Atlanta. This time 12 years. Last time in like 2001 to 2004 or so. Yeah.
How do you like it?
I love Atlanta. I wouldn't have come back if I didn't.
Yeah. What do you like about the A?
What you know what? I'm a foodie, so I love to go out and eat and try new restaurants. I think you know, you can get anywhere you want to from here in a couple of hours. I love to travel, so I do a lot of overseas travel, usually every year. Do a lot of Caribbean, Mexico, and Jamaican stuff a lot of times. So we're the hub for a lot of places. So it's easy in and out, easy travel.
For those who may not understand what it's like to be a news anchor in the morning for a major city, explain that. What time do you have to wake up?
On this shift right now, I wake up at 1:30 a.m.
1:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. So you're in the bed by?
5. I try to be in the bed by 5. I have a little, you know, a little chime on my phone that says, ding, dong, dong,
right.
time to go to sleep. Time to go to sleep. So hopefully I've done everything I need to do and kind of wind down and get myself ready for bed.
You're on air at 4:30?
4:30 to 7 a.m. every morning, yes.
Wow. And then you still do events, you do school things and...
I try to.
Helping the community and blessing people.
As much as I can.
Right.
Sure.
A lot of people want to know about your date. Well, I want to know.
I'm interested.
DJ Darnell and I are interested.
Wait, what is it that you're interested in?
All right, we want to know about your dating life. I don't see any wedding ring, no engagement ring.
No.
So what does that mean?
That means I'm not married or engaged.
Okay, but are you single?
You know, that's relative to say.
Oh! I found something. DJ Darnell just threw off his wedding ring, by the way. Okay. All right. You know, you do realize your wife listens to the show. Okay. All right. Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me here.
I'm listening. And I agreed to talk about this.
Yes.
So it's you know, I'm my own worst enemy. So.
Yes. You're not married. You're not engaged.
But I'm dating, because that's what you do.
Now, are you dating multiple people?
More than one, yes.
Well, that's multiple, Tracy.
Okay, yes. By your addition, sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you're dating more than one guy.
Yes.
All right, and it's healthy. They both know. Oh, she's a player. Wait a minute.
Player.
I see you, player. I ain't mad at you.
Yes.
So they're not really aware.
Well, you know, that part of the conversation really hasn't come up because it's very casual right now, so.
I know that game. because I've had the Tracy Hutchins game run on me before, where I did not specifically say, hey, are we the only ones, you know,
A conversation that has to be had on my end and on their end, too.
Do you think there's an assumption?
There can always, absolutely. I've assumed that and been wrong before, trust me. And, you know, working and dating in Atlanta, absolutely.
So the guys that you're dating, do you think they are dating other women too?
If they are, I would completely understand. I don't know because I didn't ask that question.
Okay.
But I believe so, yes.
I need y'all to make some decisions.
Who's y'all? Who's y'all?
Right, I know. That is true. Who dates Tracy Hutchins and somebody else? That guy's my hero. Okay, but you're happy, right?
I'm very happy.
You're happy, and that's what's important.
That absolutely is important.
I think sometimes, especially in the dating scene, people feel as if without real history and without real commitment, there's this obligation. And you got to get out of that. Be happy. However you do it, just be happy.
But do it, and, you know, and hopefully there's a goal, there's a means to an end with that. But I think here in Atlanta, it's dating here is very different. I know, you know, you alluded to that, a lot of people fronting here in Atlanta, and they do. And to be honest, I tell other women who have moved here that it is very difficult to date here. And it's extremely difficult if people halfway kind of know you and recognize you. If, you know, someone can pick you out at Walmart, then they might actually know you. So it's hard to do because you can't, you know, do online dating. So you have to rely on other means and meet people at events or, you know, meet someone through someone else or, you know, however it works. But it is not easy.
You ever dated a fan?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. I try to vet a little bit.
Right. Now, do you research people? Do you go and investigate them?
Probably not as much as I should have.
Another Tracy Hutchins exclusive.
There have been a few missteps along, probably quite a few missteps along the way. I've had a friend who's chronicled the many things that have happened to me, and there's lots of stories. We get lots of laughs out of it, yes.
You know what I think is great? I think it's great that you're human.
Mm-hmm.
And that you have the same issues that all of us have.
Oh, yeah.
You have made mistakes. You have chosen with your heart rather than your brain.
Right. Which I'm trying not to do anymore because that always gets us in trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great when the heart and brain meet, right? It's great when they meet.
Let's hope that happens. They haven't met so far yet.
I don't think Tracy's happy with these two guys. Or
I am. I'm still, you know, it's a work in progress, Rashad. It really is. It's not, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And finally getting to that point again. I've been divorced for 13 years. So that's, you know, that's a long time to be very independent. And I am. And you know what? I've always said I don't need anyone, you know, certainly to complete me. And I don't want to need anyone. I want to be with someone because I don't need anyone. I have me and that's all I need.
And see, that's where true love grows.
Mm-hmm.
True love grows in that space where you're not depending on somebody else.
Right.
Very well. Very good. All right. Social media. How can people follow you?
It's Tracy Hutchins at Tracy Hutchins, CBS46.com. You know what? No. It's just Tracy Hutchins.
I'm Tracy Hutchins.
You know what? It's just, but make sure you spell my name right. It's TracyHutchins. My mom added that extra E on there, and that always trips everybody up. But on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter, it's just Tracy Hutchins.
I like the E at the end.
I know. It's kind of different,
that.
Right?
Like, it's unique, right? And when you see it, you know it's you. Like, that's
well, most
Tracy.
People can never spell it, but that's the problem.
Tracye Hutchins, Hutchins. Make sure you follow her on all social media. And I guess I won't be running into you anymore at the studio.
I know. I miss seeing you in the evenings now. I don't get to see you anymore. Because you're all dressed up like you're going for an interview today. I was like, I didn't know what to expect being on the radio. Like, you should be wearing jeans and a T-shirt. And
well, and you know, sometimes I wear, like, shorts and a tie. it is because she was here today. But I really do. Sometimes I actually have on my shorts and I put on a tie because you guys only shoot me.
Right, from the waist up.
That's it. Yeah. No need to do all that other stuff.
No, not at all.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you. I'm glad I finally got a chance to come on. You're like, come on the show. I was waiting for a formal invitation.
You had a general invite. I formalized that invite and you did come.
It was an assumption.
Appreciate you, Tracy.
Thanks, Rashad.
Make sure you check her out. Mornings, CBS 46 News. Realest Man on Radio.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.